Jen and Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. We have Trump Tui on the way in about 20 minutes or so. We play it every day at 7:30. In the meantime, though, love having Steve Glaydura, the editor of Cleveland Magazine, in studio with us. Good morning, brother man. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome back. We're excited.
It's that time of year again, right?
Best of Cleveland Party is happening on October 13th, and it's a really big deal because we're going back to the Rock Hall, right?
We are, and it's a Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Watch out.
Get the babysitters. We're not coming home.
Well, and people think, you know, you think of the Rock Hall, you think going maybe during the day or during the weekend, maybe with the family, hanging out, doing that. And it's a great time. And seeing the exhibits, it's all fantastic. It is and has been for years. But at night, under the lights, as you're walking, it's just a different vibe.
It really is. Yep. And you know, I think that having all of these restaurants and everything there and all of these vendors there, along with the music, like, how often do you go to the Rock Hall and then actually see music there? And so to be able to see live music at this event, it's really fun. It's a completely different experience. Yeah, and, you know, I was really surprised, too. They've done a lot of things with the Rock Hall with the Long Live Rock sign out front. And, you know, I feel like the interior now feels a little bit better because they've got some new exhibits up. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I think that part of the best of Cleveland is that you get to experience the magazine come to life. But the Rock Hall's there, too. That, you know, like, you get to experience all of the Rock Hall, too, that night, which is really amazing.
So what's in the magazine, the Best of Cleveland issue? Is it out now on newsstands?
It's out now on newsstands. Subscribers should have gotten it. If you haven't, don't call me.
Steve, I didn't get my magazine
Here's
yet.
Here's his email address.
But, you know, I think that what's fun about the Best of Cleveland is that the readers get their say, and so they got about 65 picks that the readers all vote on. And, you know, a lot of those are their favorites. You know, you think about, like, Best Burger, B-Spot, Angelo's Pizza is the best, you know, Tacos or Barrio, and it seems like that's kind of what it is every single year because that's what everyone loves.
Right.
And then on the editor side, we really try and find what's new and different in town. So things, you know, new restaurants that have just opened up, so like Marble Room's in here. You know, we've got a Crew out on the east side. But we've also got like little fun things that, you know, if you end up at the Flea or at any of those bazaars, those little things. I love these little I'm not going to say it right. Amigurumi. Okay. They're like these little crocheted animals. They're super, super cute.
Oh, wow.
They're like little dinosaurs and perfect for kids. But, you know, it'd be great for your little desk or those kind of things. And I love these Ditto Home pillows. They're these emoji pillows. It was a mom who, you know, she wanted to have something after she had her kid that was cute and fun, but wasn't just like babyish.
Sure.
They're these awesome, like emoji style pillows, and they're really great. And so, you know, I feel like Cleveland has just such a great like maker culture too, and it's great to be able to celebrate some of those people that don't get the credit that sometimes they deserve. And that's what a lot of the readers' picks or the editors' picks end up doing.
Well, I think it's a great, you know, when I mentioned just a few minutes ago, you know, we love covering Cleveland. The show, you know, we're live and local right here in Playhouse Square to you. And this event, yes, the food's tremendous, beverage walking around the venues, but highlighting some of the things that maybe we wouldn't know of. Like, those are two perfect examples. You get there, it's like, what is this great idea? Something maybe as you're heading to the holidays you'd like to purchase, you know, that type of thing.
100%. And, you know, I always say that it feels like, you know, we put the magazine out every single month, but you go to the Best of Cleveland Party and the magazine actually comes alive for you. Like, you can see all the best things in the city in one place, in the Rock Hall, in this, like, 3-hour, 4-hour span, and you get to go around and just like sample all the great food, talk to the people who are actually making these things, and you have a good time too. So I think, you know, it really is just such a great event.
What a great way to put it, the magazine coming to life, because that's truly what it is. It's hard to put into words that whole event. Like you said, everything from walking into the Rock Hall where there's the Long Live Rock sign to take the photos, and you feel kind of cool going down there at nighttime and seeing all the lights and going inside to experience the whole thing. So, tickets, you can get them. What, we have all the information on our website, star102cleveland.com, as I'm sure you do on yours as well.
We sure do. So you can go to clevelandmagazine.com/bestof, and that's where our tickets are. Prices are $75 and $110 for the all-you-can-drink ticket. And for your listeners today, we've got a special code, 20% off for your listeners today, STARBOC. And you get 20% off those tickets.
STARBOC.
Today's the day to do it.
Oh, and it's great. And even back to the magazine, too, very quickly, you think you know Cleveland, right? We've all been here how long? You grab the magazine, whatever, and you go through that magazine, and you see everything that's there, too. You got to get it.
This is the 17th year I've been the editor of Cleveland Magazine. Every single month, I find something new about the city. And, you know, I think that's what's really exciting about this job, and you know, especially about going to the Best of Cleveland Party, is that you discover something new about Cleveland every single time you pick up the magazine. And, you know, this really is your guide to just get out and explore the city. Hey, you know, what are we going to do this weekend? Oh, you know, the Flea's going on. I saw this cool vendor that's there. Let's go do that. Or, hey, let's go check out this new restaurant that just opened up. Or, hey, you know, we haven't been to Lakewood and Angelo's Pizza's been, you know, the best pizza by the readers for all these years. Let's get over to Lakewood and go do that. What else can we do when we're
not going to ask Lakewood? Steve what he's wearing? Did he pick out his outfit yet?
Oh, yeah. I've been asking Tim. Do you know what you're wearing to the party yet?
No.
Tim's hoping something.
Is there a special outfit?
Well, I mean, you want to look nice.
Wait, we do that?
Tim's waiting for his Stitch Fix box to see what he likes.
Yes.
Special. We'll see. I don't know yet either, in case you were wondering.
Yeah. You don't? Yeah.
No,
you
said I don't know.
All right. Well, all the details I mentioned, we have it at star102cleveland.com. 10 days away. Star BOC. You want to take advantage of that as well. We would love to see you there. And thanks for joining us, brother. Always good to see you.
Hey, thanks.
Man.
Yeah, and thanks for hosting. You guys are always a great time and really bring a lot to the party. So we appreciate
Thank you.
It.
It's an honor. We love doing it. Okay, it's at 7:15.